presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airways. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Fellas and girls, today I'd like to talk about some interesting aviation jottings. You know, not so long ago when a forest fire started in one town, a local fire department might call on a neighboring community for assistance. But today, since we have high-speed coast-to-coast air transportation, a call for help can go clear across the country and be answered immediately. That's what happened a few weeks ago when widespread fires broke out at Bar Harbor, Maine, and in other sections of New England. When the need for additional firefighting equipment arose, it was Seattle, Washington, at the other side of the continent, that filled the request. Special portable pumps and lined hose, 1,600 pounds of it, left Seattle on a United Airlines mainliner one evening, and by the following afternoon was being put into service in Maine. Think of that. All forms of air transportation and equipment were thrown into the battle. More than 1,000 Air Force men pitched in to fight the blazes, and when they became exhausted, reinforcements were rushed to Maine from Mitchell Field, New York. All types of supplies were flown in. Cargo-carrying C-47s came up with shovels, axes, and other equipment from the Air Materiel Command Depot at Middletown, Pennsylvania. Planes were also used to spot new fires and check the spread of the old ones. Well, you can see how air transportation now makes it possible for all sections of the country to do their bit when nature gets out of hand. In just a few minutes, gang, I'll be back with more interesting, up-to-date news from around the airlines, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. In the nearly disastrous crash of their Piper Cub on an oil field near Yellow Creek, the result of another deadly attack by an unknown enemy, Tank escaped unhurt, but Hop was injured. How seriously, however, he kept to himself. They drove back to the underground aircraft plant in Black Mesa in a borrowed car, arriving late at night, and were stopped at the gate by the usual armed guard. But a phone call to Major McCall supplied clearance, and now we find them walking down one of the subterranean tunnels to their own quarters. Hop, still hiding the extent of his injuries, is leaning on Tank's arm.
Take it a little slow, will you, Tank?
Yeah, sure. Feeling rocky?
Yeah.
I'm awful worried about you, Hop. You must have got banged up worse than you thought.
Still a little woozy, that's all. A shock, I guess.
When we get to our room, I'm going to buzz the plant doctor.
No, don't.
But, Hop,
good night's sleep and I'll be fine.
You ain't so sure.
Oh, don't worry, Tank. I'll be all right.
Okay, you know best.
Hey, what are you going to do about the car we borrowed? How can you get it back to Yellow Creek?
I'll talk to the major. Maybe he can send one of the guys around here back with it.
Say, isn't that the door to Carla Davis's room?
Uh-huh.
The light's on. She's still up.
Yeah. Figuring out some new way to stick a knife in our backs, I'll bet.
Come on, let's find out.
Huh?
We'll pay her a little surprise visit.
Oh, boy.
But no rough stuff, Tank, and no wild accusations.
Oh, Hop, she's guilty as all get out.
We haven't any proof, so watch your tongue.
Okay.
Here we are.
Who's there?
You find out.
Tank, stop it. It's Hop Harrigan, Miss Davis.
Harrigan?
She sure sounds surprised.
I'd like to talk to you.
Well, it's awful late, ain't it?
Cut the storm for Pete's sake.
Tank, for the last time, shut up. I know it's late, Miss Davis, but I must talk to you. It's very important.
Oh, well. Okay, hold on a minute.
Thank you.
What's she waiting for? Why don't she open up?
She's probably putting on a robe. Now relax, will you?
I still think we ought to get tough with her.
Tank, if you don't like the way I'm handling this, I'll meet you in our room. I'll
leave you alone with her. Nothing to her.
All right, then. Behave.
Here she comes.
Remember what I said.
Yeah.
Come on in, Mr. Harrigan.
Thanks.
Oh, got Mr. Tinker with you.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Oh, no. Why should I mind? Sit down over there, huh?
Thanks.
I have to ask you to make it short. It's late and I got to get up early tomorrow morning.
Well, I won't be long.
Want me to sit here?
Yeah. Oh, let me take them bottles. I didn't see them.
It's okay. I'll put them on the floor. What is this stuff, anyhow?
Cream soda. Want some?
Oh, but you sure must drink a lot of it.
I do. I like the stuff. Hey, I just noticed. What happened to you guys? Look at your clothes.
Oh, we've had a couple of, accidents.
Oh, gosh.
My eye.
Gosh, that's too bad. You don't look so hot, Mr. Harrigan. You heard of something?
No, Miss Davis.
Yeah?
Tell me, how long have you been working for Simon Gore?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe a little more.
You've been with him ever since he started building the flying wing?
Uh-huh. Practically put the first test model together myself. I can handle a welder's torch good as any man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, no dames...
All right, Hank, can it?
Dames fool.
Now, listen, you... Oh,
please, Miss Davis.
Well, you can't talk to a lady like that.
Well, don't pay any attention to him. He's always running off at the mouth. Let's get back to business.
Sure.
You, of course, know that the crashes of the test models haven't been accidents, don't you?
Mr. Gore said they were, but...
Didn't believe him?
Well, there was something awful phony about him.
Do you have any idea who might have caused the crashes?
Me? Oh, gosh, I ain't no detective, Mr. Harrigan. I do my job and keep my nose clean.
Yeah?
Yeah. Say, what is this? What are you guys driving at?
Miss Davis, where is your bracelet?
Bracelet?
You heard him. The one we found in the tunnel this morning.
Oh, that one.
How many you got?
Only one, but I don't see where you get off talking to me like this. I ain't done nothing wrong.
You haven't answered my question, Miss Davis. Where is your bracelet?
Well, I lost it again.
You sure did, sister.
Do you remember where?
No, I thought I left it here in my room, but, well, maybe I didn't. Anyhow, it's too big for me. It always keeps slipping off.
Well, we found it again, Miss Davis.
Oh, you did? Swell.
That's what you think.
We found it in the master control room adjoining the wind tunnel.
Huh? Well, I wasn't in there today.
Mr. Gore said you helped him rig up the model for the wind test.
Yeah, that's right. I did before I caught the bus, but I wasn't in the control room. Wonder how it could have got there.
I don't know, but when we found it, we also found Major McCall on the floor, unconscious.
Somebody slugged him.
You don't think that I did it?
We found your bracelet there.
And like you just said, it slips off awful easy.
Well, I didn't do it. I tell you, I didn't.
All right, we'll drop that for the moment. Now, what were you doing in Roy Saunders' office this afternoon?
How did you know I was there?
A little birdie told us.
You followed me.
That's right.
Well, if you ain't a couple of low-down sneaks.
Miss Davis, I asked you, what were you doing in Roy Saunders' office?
You can ask till you're blue in the face. I ain't answering.
Oh, no?
No. You two guys can get out of my room right now.
Listen, sister, don't you try getting tough with us.
Are you leaving or do I start screaming?
Miss Davis, it's got to come out sooner or later. We're only trying to help you.
Oh, like fun you are. You're trying to railroad me. Now get out. Get out.
If you wasn't a dame.
Oh, you come near me and I'll scratch your eyes out.
Lay off, Tank. All right, Miss Davis, we're leaving.
Well, hurry up.
I'm sorry we disturbed you. And I'm sorry you won't cooperate.
Beat it.
Come on, Tank.
Boy, I came awful near taking a swing at a dame that time.
You certainly blew up fast.
How do you think she's so sweet and innocent?
I never said she was innocent, Tank. I'm just trying to collect facts and fit the pieces together. Okay, now let's go back.
Go back? Our room's the other way.
I know it. Come on, but walk quietly.
What's the idea?
Eavesdropping isn't pretty, but I've got to know something.
What?
We threw a bombshell into her lap. She may be scared enough to ask for help. Easy now. Coming up to the door to her room.
Yeah, yeah, it was just here.
She's talking to somebody. On the phone, listen.
I don't know what to do. I'm getting scared. I want the rap pinned on me.
It's being pinned on you, sister.
That's all you want me to do? I don't like just sitting around like this. Oh, kid, anything you say, sure thing. Thanks a lot. I'll see you in the morning. Good night, Mr. Gore.
Gore, come on, Tank.
Pop, did you hear? She was talking to Simon Gore.
Uh-huh. Looks like things are opening up, pal. Looks like they're opening up wide.
Walking swiftly down the tunnel to their room, the boys puzzle over their latest discovery. So, Carla Davis and Simon Gore are linked in some manner. How? And what have they to do with the mystery of the Wailing Witch?
Gang, you won't want to miss today's gripping climax, so stand by.
Say, gang, when you get a chance, take a look at a map. Far out in the Atlantic Ocean, about 750 miles from Lisbon, Portugal, is an air base that's mighty important to the world's airlines. Yet it's been tough sledding for the owners of that base to keep it going. You see, the base on Santa Maria Island in the Azores Group was built during the war. And in the war years, it was used as a way station for the thousands of Allied transatlantic planes. At that time, cost was no object and neither was size. So the Santa Maria Air Base was built big to accommodate as many planes as possible. When the field was turned over to Portugal at the end of the war, officials of that country were amazed at the terrific expense involved in its upkeep. But since it was such an important base, they kept it running. Today, airliners from many European countries, plus our own TWA and Pan American planes, are using the base. Both United States companies keep extensive installations on the island. And believe me, it's costly. The Portuguese are finding running an airfield in peacetime is far different from wartime. Travelers now want conveniences. So in addition to maintaining the field installations, the Portuguese government is building adequate customs, postal and telegraph services, plus a restaurant. The importance of the field can't be underrated,
since it's a way station on the shortest route to mid-Europe and the Mediterranean. Now that overseas travel is getting established in a big way, strategic bases like Santa Maria must be kept up. Speedy airliners crisscrossing the oceans and continents are an important factor in keeping the peace. The countries of the world are being brought closer together. If any of you want to get into aviation's future, get ready now. There's plenty of opportunity for young people. So always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. Returning to the room after overhearing Carla Davis's phone call to Sam and Gore, Hop and Tank found Major McCall waiting for them. Hop immediately told him about all their activities in Yellow Creek.
And that's the way it stacks up, sir. Hints and suppositions, but so far nothing concrete.
I see.
Saunders is concrete enough.
Yes, Tank, but we still have to find out with whom he's working here in the plant.
Of course. Well, he obviously has a contact here. And that contact may be even more dangerous than he is.
It's Carla Davis.
Oh, proof, Tank. We need proof. How many times do I have to tell you?
Well, her call to Simon Gore is certainly interesting.
I don't know how it fits into the jigsaw puzzle, but one thing's sure, the pot's boiling all right.
Yeah, I only hope we don't get burned.
Well, things should happen fairly soon then, especially since we're running another flight test tomorrow.
Huh? But the fourth ship was banged up on the tunnel mounting.
Gore went right to work on the fifth model. He and Max Keller are in the shop now, putting the finishing touches on it. Should be ready by noon.
Oh, no wonder Carla Davis has to get up early.
Who's going to fly the plane, sir?
I've called a test pilot in from Los Angeles. Should get here in the morning.
Why don't you cancel him?
What?
I'd like to take the plane up myself.
Oh, no.
Now, look, my boy, you've been through an awful lot today, and frankly, you look much the worse for it. You need a rest. A lot of rest.
I'll be all right, sir, after a good night's sleep. Don't worry.
It isn't a question of sleep. You need a complete rest. Handling that plane is a job for someone in good physical condition.
Major, I'll be okay. I know I will. I've got to take that ship up tomorrow.
Major, don't let him. He got banged up hard in that crack up.
Tank, shut up.
I won't shut up. You'll get killed.
There. You see, Hop? I can't let you do it.
Major, you must. If we're going to crack this mystery at all, I've got to fly that plane. If you don't give me permission, well, I've never disobeyed an order in my life, but somehow I'll fly it without it.
No, Hop.
Please, sir.
Well, all right.
Thanks.
But only on one condition.
No, anything.
That the doctor examines you first. If he says no, you'll abide by his decision.
That's a boy, Major.
That's fair enough.
Now, if you're going to fly, you'd better get to bed. Well, good night, boys. See you in the morning.
Good night, sir. Thanks a lot.
So long, Major. Oh, Hop, why did you make him do that?
Because I want to fly that plane, Tank. If I don't, we may never break this mystery. And stop worrying, will you? I'll be perfectly all right.
Yeah. Well, turn your bed down.
Thanks.
One thing at least. If the doc don't think you should go up, you can't. Remember, you promised you'd do what he said.
I will, Tank. But I'll pass that examination with flying colors. I've got to. I've simply got to.
Turning away from Tank, Hop bites his lips as sudden pain surges through his body. And unnoticed by his pal, busy opening the bed, he sways and clutches at a chair. It isn't possible that Hop will be able to fool the doctor. Or is it?
Gang, there's a thrill a minute in our next episode, so don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.